This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to the end of the work week. And as you do so, don't forget God, the most important person in your life. Sometimes we don't think of God on the personal level, but he sure is the most important person you need to think about. And you need to develop your relationship with him through time with God every single day. And this week we're reading through the book of Galatians in the Bible and just allowing God to speak to us. Paul wrote this letter to people who were being misled and taught wrongly that they had to become a Jew. And remember, the Jews were all circumcised, and these people were saying, unless you follow all the commandments and become circumcised and become a Jew, you can't be acceptable to God. And Paul's telling them, don't be misled by these people who are teaching those things. You're free to love God. Your salvation, your forgiveness from God isn't based on you being good enough or keeping certain laws or being circumcised. It's by grace through faith in Jesus and what he has done for you at the cross. He ends up his letter with this chapter. Brethren, even if a man is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one shall bear his own load. And let the one who is taught the word share all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we shall reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. Those who desire to make a good showing in the flesh try to compel you to be circumcised, simply that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For those who are circumcised do not even keep the law themselves, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But may it never be that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but rather a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen. What an encouraging letter from Paul that we've read through this week, reminding us it's not what we do that makes us acceptable to God. It's what Jesus Christ has already done at the cross that is imparted to us and makes us acceptable to God. Relax in your relationship with God and love him with all your heart. That's the key of the Christian life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.